And now finishing up Sefer Shoftim, Perek Chaf Aleph Pasuk Chaf Beis. So the Sanhedrin, of all people, are instructing the men of Binyamin to set up ambushes in the vineyards, wait for the girls to come out from Shiloh and dance in big circles, doing all of those complicated dance steps while the men go shuffle, stomp, shuffle, stomp, kidnap the girls and run for the hills, run for the borders of Shevet Binyamin, which were right next to Shevet Ephraim, and bring them home and make them your wives. Now remember, this is only the 200 men who did not already have wives from Yavesh Gilad. So it's very interesting that all of the young ladies who are becoming kalos are under some form of mild duress. Whether it's the girls of Yavesh Gilad who have nobody left to marry because their entire village has been massacred, or whether it is the 200 daughters of Shiloh who are about to be kidnapped and taken off to Binyamin by these strong, young, hunky soldiers with their scruffy beards after being alone with just a bunch of guys for the last 4 months. And now as the Sanhedrin continues to finish up their advice, V'haya ki yavo'u avosam o achehem lariv eilenu, and it will be that when the fathers of the girls and their brothers come to argue with us, so I guess the Sanhedrin is going to intercede on behalf of the men of Binyamin so that it's not going to be, I'm going to punch out the guy who kidnapped my daughter. It's going to be, I don't think I'm going to punch out the rabbi who told this guy to kidnap my daughter. We will tell them, and we will turn them away, and we will explain to them, V'amarnu aleihem chanunu osam. And we will say to them, be kind to the men of Binyamin. Ki lo lokachnu ish ishto ba milchama, because we did not get a wife for each man in war, as we have seen, because of all the massacres. Not enough women were available. And this is not women being taken by force the way women are captured in war. It's not happening that way because we gave permission, and in fact, we gave license for this. Kilo atem nesatem lohem ko'es teshamu. Most important of all, it wasn't you who gave your daughters to them to become wives that you should be guilty of violating the national oath. They'll come hot-headed and angry, but we will remind them that the only reason it's being done this way is because otherwise there's no way for them to get wives. It has to be done, as it were, over the objections of or against the will of Klal Yisrael, so that no father is guilty of violating the oath by giving his daughter willingly in marriage to the men of Binyamin. But we'll see that the men of Binyamin were not content with simply some kind of kidnapping and Wild West action. So Chav Gimel Vayasu Chem B'nei Binyamin. So thus did the B'nei Binyamin, exactly as they had been instructed, by Yis'u Nashim L'misparam. Rather than to do anything untoward, they married them according to all of the halachos of marriage. They married them according to their numbers, min ha-mecholalos asher gazalu, from the dancers that they had carried off, vayelchu vayashuvu el nachalosam, and they went and returned to their nachala, now a much bigger nachala per person, because there's only 600 of them, to share the entire Shevet Binyamin. Vayivnu es ha'orim vayeshvu bohem. And they built the cities and lived in them. The Sanhedrin was not satisfied with simply providing them with wives. They wanted to reunite the Jewish people, and they pointed out that in the Shavua said, no one of us will give his daughter to Binyamin. What about future generations? So the Sanhedrin made a ruling that this was the only time this would ever happen this way. Future generations would be permitted to marry freely with B'nai Binyamin. And the day that they made this decision public was also Tu B'Av, which became a day of huge rejoicing. That generation, many generations, it's still a Yontif when we don't say Tachanun, and it's still a big singles weekend. I do not know if the girls go out dancing in the hopes that they will be kidnapped, but I do know that there is still a tradition of Shiduchim on Tu B'Av and of the idea of unity and finding one's Zivug. What's interesting, and there's a big discussion about this, the Zohar talks about it and others, the fact is that the B'nai Binyamin had Zivugim who actually had died in the war. These girls were not their originally intended zivugim, but rather it had to be done through this kind of strange kidnapping, this strange pressure almost to marry, because they had to take wives from the daughters of Shiloh, and through tefillah and rachamim, they were being given zivugim that possibly had been intended in Shamayim for other men. This is the Zohar and Lech Lecha and various others of the kind of Kabbalistic sort of approaches that point out that they were permitted to take their non-zivugim because of the great tragedy of what had happened by Pilegesh Begiva. So now they're going to have cities, and they're going to live there, and all of Shevet Binyamin is going to be reestablished. There is a famous Gemara about this idea that everybody can intermarry with other Shvatim, that they and in On Tu B'Av, for many generations, the girls would go out, unmarried girls would go look for husbands and dance in the vineyards, just as had been done here in Shiloh. And the Gemara explains that there were even rules for this allegedly lawless event that took place. The girls only wore white clothes, so that nobody's clothes were any more hugely high quality than anybody else's, plain white dresses, borrowed from one another, washed and made tahar, so that way anybody who kept special different levels of tahara, everybody would be able to wear them, particularly the kohanim. As they danced, they would sing out for the eligible young men. The pretty girls, the way the Gemara tells it, would sing, "Look for beauty, a woman is for beauty." And those who may not have had all of the looks but came from good yichus would sing, "Look for mishpacha, look for family. You don't have to worry about such a surface thing as beauty. You should look for yichus." And the girls who didn't have beauty or yichus, nebuch, would say, "Look for a girl with good midos. Marry us for Hashem's sake, crown us with gold." So whatever your particular milah was, whether it was beauty or whether it was family or wealth or midos or singing in Eishes Chayil, the idea that a good woman, Isha Yiras Hashem, he tishalol, that is connected frequently to Tu B'Av. So Tu B'Av became a major Yom Tov, and this was one of the reasons from this incident. So Chav Dalet Vayishalchu Misham Bnei Yisrael Bo'isahi Ish L'Shivto U'L'Mishpachto. And so all of Klal Yisrael dispersed that day, each man going back to his Shevet and his family, clearly peacefully. So the fathers of Shiloh were reconciled to the idea that now they had new sons-in-law. The idea that all of Klal Yisrael goes back home. And they went out from there, each one to his portion. So some say that this shows the great yich, the great achdus of Klal Yisrael. But there are those who learn this pasuk critically. On the one hand, everybody waited till all the Bnei Binyamin had wives, which shows great concern for each other. On the other hand, some people say that it is actually pointing out Pesel Micha. Even after this awful tragedy, they simply went home. Pardon me, rather than to examine their deeds and say, what brought on these terrible tragedies in the first place? More than 65,000 Jews just died. Instead, they all went home. They went back to their nachala. They went back to their field and vineyard. And that is why the last pasuk of Shoftim leaves us in a place that is very difficult to tell if it's a positive or a negative, but it's certainly shaded with a bit of negative overtones. A very ambiguous pasuk. Chaf hei bayamim ha'heim. In those days, ein melech b'Yisrael. There was no king in Klal Yisrael. Rather, ish ha'yoshar be'enov yaseh. As we started Shoftim, we end Shoftim. Every person did that which was right in his eyes. This pasuk shows us the issues of Klal Yisrael at a time when we don't have a melech, when our unity exists but can be short-lived, when each person does what he feels is right. We'll see in Sefer Rus, Vayihi Bimei Shvot HaShoftim, the people judged the judges. and felt it was like the internet era. Every opinion has the same validity. Anybody can be a troll. And everybody does what's right in his own eyes rather than having Klal Yisrael united. Some say that this is an introduction to Sefer Shmuel, which starts by Yehi Ish Echad, there was one man. In this chaotic period, there is one particular man who doesn't stray from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is Shmuel's father, Elkanah. And we will see that from all of this, Hashem is going to reward him with the son, Shmuel HaNavi, who is going to take Klal Yisrael into the period of the Malachim, reveal to Klal Yisrael David HaMelech and his descendants, where we get to the point where we are truly united under a Melech from Shevet Yehuda. And Avdi David Yimloch Aleihem, my servant David will rule over them, as we will see happening as we continue to move forward.